Well, you're from Skagway, right?
That's yep, that's right. I've pretty much spent most of my life growing up there, so.
Okay, and how long have you been playing music? Tell us a little bit about
Yeah,
yourself. This is behind the scenes with a musician.
let's see. My aunt bought me my first guitar when I think it was about 8 years old, and I've been playing off and on pretty much since then. I mean, not all the time, but I played trombone during
Nice.
school for about 8 years, and yeah, I didn't start taking guitar more seriously probably toward the end of high school. That's when I started getting into songwriting.
And you did, I'm trying to remember last night, your set, you did three original songs. You write
Yes.
all your, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I play covers as well, but I try and play mostly original music
Very
if I
cool.
can. Yeah.
So, what are some of your favorite musicians or influences, would you say?
Iron and Wine, same thing.
Oh,
He's
yep.
definitely been a strong influence. Some more mainstream stuff, the Beatles,
Yep.
Wilco, Andrew Bird, some so slightly alternative or not
Excellent.
exactly mainstream, but just yeah, that vein, I guess.
Very cool. So, listeners, if you weren't able to tune in or on the live video stream or come on, or if you weren't able to come down to Centennial Hall last night to catch Lucas's set, you're in for a treat. You're here to, you're going to play maybe three or four songs. We'll see what you got. But go ahead and, get started or set it up or however you want to do it.
So this is the song's called Can't Stop. Stop, won't stop until the morning. Got the pedal to the metal, that's for sure. And I'm keeping this thing in drive. You didn't expect to see me for another week at least, but I told you, brother, keep it between me and I. It's only been a month, but it might as well have been a year. I've missed you so bad, I've been crying out my. Days like don't look, colors faded. Life didn't lose the sweetness, but I couldn't taste it. Not a ghost, but barely alive. Oh, darling, I'm coming home. I'm coming back to you, yes, I. Bumping with the rhythm of my heart, my heart's thumping, about to bust apart. You won't catch me slowing down. And from the outside looking in, you might think I'm crazy, but if you felt this before, you could not blame me. My feet are barely on the ground, and I'm going fast, but I want to go faster. Please don't get jealous if I flirt with disaster. I'm just your rodeo clown. Oh, darling, I'm coming home. I'm coming back to you, yes, I. Cause this love will not let me wait. No, I need to wake you with the morning light and kiss your pretty face. La ba ba ba. La ba ba ba, la ba 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 ba, oh, 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 oh. La ba 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 ba, la ba ba ba, la ba 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 ba, oh, oh.
I love that song. That is fantastic.
Thanks.
When did you write that one?
That one's pretty recent, actually. I think I wrote that just a couple months ago. It's about, just driving to see someone you love.
That's a pretty good thing. I was thinking when I was listening, I was like, you know, it's been so rainy and so gray here and snowy and all that. I was like, oh, it's like you brought some sun to Southeast. It just sounded great.
Yeah, something about the sun, it seems to be a theme in my music.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah.
Great. So what else have you got for us as far as, I guess, let's see, that one you played last night.
Yeah.
And
let's see. I think I'm going to play one that I didn't play last night. I like those ones as well.
I like the ones you played last night. I think definitely a listener should hear another one at least. But what you got to set up for us now?
Well, try and keep things upbeat. This one's called "What Can You Do?"
All right. This is Lucas Hager. If you're just tuning in.
What can you do when you've done your best? When you got your fists up, when you're putting your grit to test, would you break down and would you fall? Would you get back up again or would you crawl? But what can you do when love's got you down? You look so blue when you're wearing that frown. Well, there's not much, just keep your head up and wait for the sun to come back around. Crying till you were on yourself dry. You could try and feel nothing, but that would be a lie. We could take my hand and I could listen to your heart. It won't make it all better, but it's a good place to start. But what can you do when love's got you down? And you're looking so blue when you're wearing that frown. Well, there's not much, just keep your head up and wait for the sun to come back around, to come back around. Now you know why the ocean yearns for the moon. But what can you do? But what can you do? But what can you do when love's got you down? You're looking so blue. There's not much, just keep your head up and wait for the sun to come back around, come back around.
Lucas Hager. And what was the name of that one?
What Can You Do?
What Can You Do? That was beautiful. It was very good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure. It's if you're just tuning in, Lucas performed last night at Folk Fest, did a fantastic job. It was just, it's It's so fun to see how the audience kind of reacts. And I don't know how it was for you up there. I imagine it happens very quickly. You get about 15 minutes. They usher you on. They get you set yeah. up. You're like, what's happening?
It's a very fast pace.
Hair and makeup. I mean, that takes at least. No, I'm just kidding. So how was your first experience for Folk Fest?
It was great. You know, I was kind of nervous all day. That was the biggest crowd I've yeah. ever played in front of. And but it was a lot easier once I got up there, you know, just getting into it. But usually it takes me about 3 songs to just get over the jitters. So it was a little different just having only the 3 songs to play.
Yeah, so you're like, I felt good off stage by the time I was done. Well, I could see the audience seemed to really respond and enjoy what you're doing. And it's, you know, it's great to see new musicians that come in for their first Folk Festival, and definitely hope you'll come back.
Oh, I'm planning on it, yeah.
So do you have plans to play any other places around? I know there are a lot of jam spots or places around town this week that are hosting, you know, just show up and play kind of deal. Or?
Yeah, well, I was definitely planning on looking into the jam spots and just playing around some of those, but I haven't found any other gigs around town yet. I was hoping that something might come up. We'll see.
Yeah, and you're hanging around town for the whole week, right?
That's great. Back to Skagway on Sunday.
Excellent. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, they have a lot of great workshops, too, and you never know.
Yeah, well, there's that finger-picking workshop that I'm pretty excited about.
That'll be good.
Yeah,
very cool. So you've been playing for years and kind of writing your own music. Have you recorded anything? Or is there, if anyone wanted to hear your songs online, do you have a SoundCloud or anything like that?
I do have a SoundCloud. I mean, it's all pretty lo-fi right now, just home recordings. This summer I was planning on making an effort to get something a little bit more polished for people to listen to.
Great. Yeah. Well, let me know when you have some recordings. We'll play them here at the station for sure. It'd be great.
Oh, I definitely will do that.
Yeah, there's a studio here in town. You can always chat with them. But yeah, that'd be great. So do you play back in Skagway by yourself, or do you have others that you play with, or kind of what's...
I both. I mean, I perform solo, but I also have friends that play a lot of music, and a couple of friends that were just here who played Coop and Tiffany. Coyote and Toad is what they were.
Coyote.
Yeah, very, very talented musicians. And
very cool.
We get to play with them every once in a while. And yeah, they're actually quite a few talented people around Skagway.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good scene there. So you have some plans to maybe play this summer? Or I mean, I'm not sure. Tell us a little bit. Do you travel and play a little bit around Alaska or outside? Or
I haven't much. You know, I was actually living in Portland before I came back to Skagway, and I mean, the only time I really played there was one open mic, and then on the street a little bit. And that was about it. I was just kind of busy doing other things.
Yep. Well, we're glad you're here. So what else have you got? I'm hoping you got another song for us.
Absolutely. I think I'll do one more from last night. It's just the sunshine kind of theme.
I love it. Yeah. We can use it here.
So this one's called Let the Sunshine On.
Just to be in your bed, the memories of the night before run through your head, and find out that a few got lost. But if you want to play, you got to pay the cost. It's like the first time you believe in love at first sight. Cause after you got done saying true love is a lie, but I watch you as your breath got taken away, and you don't believe in magic, but you did that day. And sing, let the sun shine on. Let your love be strong. Oh, and let static feeling you get from your head to your toes as you expand out onto an open road. Get the lies by all the possibilities. No, a round trip ticket will never work for me, cause there's too much to do and too much to see. I want to taste, I want to touch, I want too much, too much, too much. Then I just need to remember to breathe. But gosh dang, it feels good to be free and sing. Let the sun shine on and let your love be strong. Oh, and let the sun shine on and let your love be strong. Oh, sometimes you know the going gets rough and it can be hard to keep your chin up. That's when you need your friends and your family. If you haven't got those, I hope a console takes pity on you. No need for pride when you're feeling blue. Just trust and lie at the end of your darkest night. Sing. Let the sun shine on and let your love be strong. Oh, and let the sun shine on and let your love be strong.
Lucas, I gotta say, you make it sound sunny in Juneau. I so appreciate that.
That's quite the compliment.
Seriously. So we've got Lucas Hager here in the studio. If you're just tuning in, he played Folkfest last night, and you've been so kind to come by the studio here in KRNN to play us a few songs. It's been so much fun.
Well, thanks again for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, it's great to get to know you and learn a little bit more. So, Lucas, you're from Skagway, and I'm hoping you'll come back to Juneau and play some more for us.
I plan on it.
All right. Well, yeah. Let me know. We'll get you back in the studio. This is a lot of fun.
All right.
You want to, I'm going to ask nicely. Will you play one more song before you go?
Okay. I can do that.
I twisted his arm.
Should I play one more from last night, or would you like something different?
Oh, man, it was such a good set last night.
Okay.
You could play one more, and then who knows, maybe you feel like maybe another one might need to happen. We'll see. Why don't we just go with it?
Okay.
Listeners, this is kind of like your own little concert. If you missed Lucas last night, it's happening right here, right now. All right, go ahead.
Okay, this one's called Let It Burn.
All right.
Chickens have flown the coop, and the sheriffs are deputizing. But you can't feel the heat. Oh, 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 oh. And the man is on the move. Temperature is rising. They've got a plan for you that they're not advertising, but you can't feel
misbehaving. You know that we've been bad. Just taking and taking, but you can't feel. That's when the lights go out, just like that, just like that. That's when the lights go out, just like that, just like that. So please don't take it as truth. I don't know much about probability. In fact, I don't have a clue. But you can feel.
Is that a new one?
Yeah.
That's very... And that one's called Burn?
Let It Burn.
Let It Burn. That's a good one. I like that. That's a good sound. A little, very different from the other ones you were playing.
Yeah.
A different vibe. So what was behind that one?
not really sure where that came from, actually.
I'm still figuring that one out.
Well, I mean, I know what I had in mind behind it, but, you know, I kind of like to let people get their own impression from the songs.
Very cool.
You know, I just try and more paint a picture. And, I mean, definitely I have songs that are more direct.
Yeah.
But I have a preference for, like, that kind of music or people that write that way. I feel like I mentioned Wilco earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Tweedy's a good example of that kind of writing.
Absolutely. So the set that you played last night, or kind of what you're doing tonight, is this stuff that is fairly recent that you've written or in the past few years? Or is there any, like, standard, I wrote this, like, 10 years ago and I still...
Yeah, actually, that these are all within the last, 4 or 5 months, probably.
You signed up for Folk Fest, you got accepted, and you're like, oh, I better write something now.
Well, it was pretty last minute, because I wasn't on the roster at first, just somebody canceled, and so I got added, and I feel pretty lucky for
great.
That. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Brought me here.
So. We're lucky to have you here. That's great. So... Before we get back, we're chatting with Lucas Hager from Skagway, but we have these messages for you.
Tonight on 360 North, the BBC World News is at 7 with an in-depth look at Alaska weather at 7:30. At 8, hear from people who were there and were part of the Alaska Constitutional Convention over 50 years ago on Alaska statehood pioneers in their own words. That's followed by the Miller Center Forum at 9 with a look at the next great immigration debate. Gavel Alaska legislative coverage continues at 10. Tonight on 360 North and 360north.org.
Okay, if you're tuning in, this is Angelina, your host of Tideline, on here on KRNN 102.7 FM in Juneau, Alaska. And in the studio with me, we've been chatting and listening to the very talented Lucas Hager from Skagway, who just played your first Folk Fest last night, did a fantastic job. You're hanging out for the week, and I really appreciate you stopping by the studio and sharing your music with the listening audience.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Great. So you've got one more tune for us. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a song called Flowers, and I've been playing mostly newer songs, and this one's a little bit older from the repertoire.
Very cool.
So here we go.
dream up in the clouds where them birdies sing, and I start to feel so cold. And I can't tell you why I'm wondering why an elephant wouldn't want to fly. I guess it's just what I do. And I can't tell you what it is I see when I see you looking back at me. It's something close to the truth. But them flowers in your head keep drawing me nearer to you. And I'll whisper in your ear so quiet you can barely hear that I am scared. Learn how to live alone, just like a rolling stone. It's harder than I thought. Just send these thoughts all around my brain in circles over and over again, till they're all just in the knots. And I've been trying to keep my distance, but in spite of my best resistance, I guess I've been caught by them flowers in your hair that keep drawing me nearer to you. And I'll whisper in your ear so quiet you can barely hear that I am scared.
Like flowers. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lucas. It's a pleasure having you here this evening, and I assume you're going to head over to Folk Fest and listen to some of the performers tonight.
That's the plan. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's my birthday, by the way. I meant to mention that.
Today's your birthday?
Yeah. No, this couldn't be a better birthday present. I wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're welcome. Happy birthday. Yeah. That's fantastic. So the night before your birthday, you're performing on stage, your 15 minutes of fame, and on your birthday, you're coming on the radio, and which, by the way, we recorded this, so I will put it up on the KRNN website. So listeners, if you're tuning in a little bit late and you just caught a last bit of Lucas's set, fantastic, very talented singer-songwriter out of Skagway. I put a picture of you up on the Facebook site for KRNN. Hope you don't mind. I did ask. So, listeners, I do encourage you to go to the Facebook site for KRNN. Please like us. We like friends. And we're putting lots of stuff up for Folk Fest. And then on give us a few days after we recover from Folk Fest. But we'll get your tonight's set up on the website if people want to catch it.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Great. Well, thanks so much and enjoy the rest of your week and welcome to Juneau.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So we've got about an hour left of the show. The time now is about 5:56 and you are tuned in to KRNN 102.7 FM. This is Angelina, your host of Thailand on Wednesday nights. Lots more great music coming up. The first hour of the show, if you were able to tune in, we had a couple of Folk Fest artists, Mark Hurd, who will be performing Saturday at 8:15. And then we had Lucas Hager, who performed last night. It was fantastic.